fast autoscaling algorithm for cost optimization of container clusters. Welcome to Journal Club. I'm Malcolm Diggs. Imagine you're running an ML platform, the kind of multi-tenant system that other companies would use to run their long-running training and inference jobs. Any given hour of the day, you're serving thousands or even tens of thousands of jobs. Each one is containerized, but has its own unique resource demands. Some are long-lived training pipelines, others are short-lived inference bursts. Your task scheduler makes allocation decisions continuously. That is to say, it attempts to recalculate the number and types of resources you need in real time. It's important that this algorithm not only runs quickly, but finds a good answer each time it runs. If the algorithm calculates too slowly, your autoscaler won't be able to provision resources quickly enough. Latency will spike, and customers will feel it. If it under-provisions resources, it would have the same effect as if it had taken too long. If it over-provisions, then you'll be eating the costs of thousands of unnecessary VM hours. But unfortunately, getting this kind of algorithm to run both quickly and accurately is a lot harder than it sounds. The industry standard approach has been to model this as an optimization problem. Given a workload forecast and a catalog of VM types and container configurations, choose a set of VM allocations and container placements that meets the workload at minimum cost. This is a textbook application of integer linear programming. And many prior studies have done exactly this, framing joint container and VM allocation as an ILP and solving it directly. But here's the issue. ILP has a scaling ceiling. As the number of container classes, VM types, and applications increases, the size of the optimization problem explodes. Each container can fit in multiple VMs. Each VM can host multiple container combinations. And when you allow for both horizontal and vertical scaling, the variable count rapidly outpaces what most solvers can handle in real time. Even with carefully engineered simplifications, these systems eventually break down. In larger deployments or in clusters with short scheduling windows, the solver either fails to converge or exceeds memory limits. So that's the problem facing these researchers. Even if your workload forecasts are perfect and your autoscaler has a rich inventory of resource types to choose from, you still have to solve the container-to-machine assignment problem in a matter of seconds. If you can't, your autoscaler can't act in time. That means wasted capacity, missed SLAs, and elevated costs. The challenge isn't theoretical, it's a production constraint, and it forces a trade-off between optimality and feasibility that most operators end up solving with brittle heuristics. In this paper, the authors are trying a different approach. They propose a hybrid method that keeps cost optimization goals intact, but decomposes the ILP in a way that makes real-time operation tractable. On today's episode, we'll start by outlining the problem. Then we'll break down the new algorithm called FCMA, which splits the problem into four fast structured phases. Along the way, we'll see how the authors simplified the resource allocation model without compromising cost, and how they use post-processing steps like node aggregation and container consolidation to produce solutions that are both efficient and feasible in practice. Here we go. Let's start with what the allocator actually needs to solve. Imagine a containerized application distributed across a fleet of virtual machines. As a whole, the system receives some known or predicted load expressed in requests per second. Each container has a fixed throughput, also in requests per second, along with resource demands in terms of CPU cores and memory. The machines have hard capacity limits and a price tag in dollars per hour. So the question is, how do you quickly decide how many containers of each type to run on which instance types in what combinations to serve the incoming workload at minimum cost? You might hear that and say, isn't this just the bin packing problem? But no, it's more than that. It's a coupled allocation problem across two layers of virtualization. Containers must be selected and packed into VMs, and the number and type of VMs must be decided simultaneously. The cost is dominated by the VMs, which are billed per hour per instance, regardless of how many containers they host. So any over-provisioning at the container level ripples up to excess infrastructure cost at the VM level. Let's flush that out a little bit more. You see, each application can be served by different container configurations varying in size and performance. These are referred to as container classes. Each container class specifies how many cores and how much memory it needs and how much workload it can handle. Likewise, the available cloud instances come in multiple types or instance classes, each defined by its number of cores, amount of memory, and hourly cost. The allocator must assign a combination of container classes to instance classes in such a way that the total capacity of the containers matches the load for each application without exceeding the resource limits of the host machines and while minimizing the total infrastructure cost. Importantly, this must all be done in a forward-looking context. The system is expected to auto-scale based on a predicted workload over a scheduling window, so the allocator is invoked repeatedly and continuously each time computing the best configuration for the next interval. This means that the cost at each single point in time is only half the picture. You must also take into account the transitions between configurations. Recycling containers or VMs between windows incurs overhead. So an allocator that, for example, finds a low-cost solution by completely reshuffling the entire deployment may not be practical in a real system. To make things even more constrained, the allocator must respect hard bounds on system behavior. It must not exceed core or memory capacity on any machine. It must meet the workload demand for every application. It must ideally respect fault tolerance policies, such as avoiding placing all of one's application containers on a single node. And it should do all of this fast, often on the order of a minute or less. So what exactly did these authors do to solve this? Well, first, they encoded these constraints into a formal resource allocation problem. The inputs are the application workloads, the container classes available for each app, and the VM instance types offered by the cloud provider. The outputs are the number of containers to run of each class and the number of machines of each instance type to launch. The primary optimization objective is total dollar cost. Secondary optimization objectives include minimizing the number of containers to reduce inference, minimizing changes across windows to reduce recycling overhead, and improving distribution across nodes to avoid load balancer strain and single node failure risks. Unfortunately, even under simplified assumptions, previous methods like Conluvia can't always solve this kind of allocation problem fast enough without sacrificing secondary characteristics that matter in production systems: fault tolerance, load balancer efficiency, container reuse, and performance isolation. So the authors came up with FCMA, the Fast Container to Machine Allocator. It's not just a new heuristic, it's a structured replacement for the allocation step in these kinds of predictive autoscaling systems. Their key innovation lies in its phased design, where each step is optimized to reduce the problem size without discarding relevant solution space. Instead of tackling the full integer linear program in one pass, FCMA breaks the task into four tightly scoped phases. The first step uses a partial IOP formulation to obtain a lower bound cost estimate using only minimum size containers and ignoring memory constraints. This approximation allows the authors to prune the instance class space aggressively, applying a set of mathematical simplifications that reduce the IOP input size by nearly an order of magnitude in their test cases. Let's walk through what the simplifications in this phase look like. There's four of them. One, drop extended memory variance. If two instance types in the same family differ only in memory but not in core count, and memory is ignored in this phase, the cheaper one dominates, so extended memory variance can be removed. Two, drop underpowered instances. If a VM type does not have enough cores to host even the minimum size container for a given application, it cannot be used and is excluded. Three, collapse proportional duplicates. If two instance classes have proportional resources and costs, for example, one has double the cores and double the price, then the smaller one can be kept and the larger one discarded. Why? Because the solver can always scale out the smaller VM to match the larger one's capacity without impacting total cost. And four, prune known zero variables. If it's already known that a certain container cannot be placed on a certain instance class, the corresponding variable in the IOP is eliminated. This not only reduces the number of decision variables, but also prunes out entire rows of constraint equations. In practice, these simplifications are applied per application and then merged, keeping only the union of valid instance types. In the paper's illustrative example, the simplifications reduce the number of active container VM decision variables from 224 to 18, and the number of VM class decisions from 28 to 8. This is what allows FCMA's partial ILP to return solutions in milliseconds, not minutes. The subsequent phases transform this lower bound estimate into a feasible allocation. Nodes are aggregated by family to reduce container fragmentation. Containers are then assigned to nodes using a modified first fit decreasing algorithm with logic to detect when node promotion or addition is required. Finally, minimum size containers are aggregated back into larger units, reducing load balancing overhead and minimizing interference effects. What differentiates FCMA from traditional heuristics is that it preserves cost optimality to a large degree while still operating fast enough to be viable in production autoscaling loops. The system avoids worst-case scenarios by bounding the time complexity of each phase and ensuring container allocations always converge, even in high-pressure environments. In this way, FCMA is positioned not as a replacement for something like Conluvia, but as its runtime-aware successor. It's also worth noting that FCMA builds support for secondary objectives directly into its structure. It prioritizes solutions that are robust to node failures, minimize VM and container recycling costs across scheduling windows, and reduce runtime variance caused by container contention. These features are not add-ons. They are embedded into the logic of each phase, particularly in how allocations are shaped and how aggregation is performed. In short, FCMA is a deliberately engineered compromise between optimality and feasibility. It acknowledges that full ILP is intractable under tight latency constraints and instead builds a layered system where fast approximations feed into targeted heuristics. The result is an allocator that respects cost objectives but is realistic about runtime constraints. It's a design that reflects the demands of real-world autoscaling infrastructure. To validate it, the authors benchmarked it against three baselines: Conluvia, first fit by core, and first fit by price. The comparison focused on solving time and total deployment cost across varying problem sizes. The goal was to determine whether FCMA could reduce computational overhead while preserving cost effectiveness. So, how did it do? Quite well. FCMA matched the ILP methods on cost and crushed them on speed. And when it went head-to-head with the simpler heuristics, it beat them on both axes. So, what do we take away from this? Well, overall, there are two sets of lessons in this paper, architectural and operational. Architecturally, FCMA shows how to decompose an intractable resource allocation problem into manageable phases, phases that preserve optimization goals without exceeding runtime budgets. Crucially, it doesn't abandon ILP altogether, it just applies it selectively in early phases and augments it with efficient heuristics downstream, preserving a balance between optimality and performance. On the operational side, this study reinforces the importance of layering when you're building an autoscaling window. It introduces a useful shift in mindset. Containers are treated not as static replicas, but as scalable performance units that can be aggregated or split depending on workload shape and system constraints. This reduces overhead, load balancer strain, and interference from container sprawl. Overall, this isn't just a faster solver. It's a practical blueprint. If you want to dig into the details, then I highly recommend that you download the paper. The appendix includes the full ILP formulation, as well as step-by-step examples of each FCMA phase. There's also a visual breakdown of the node aggregation graph and an analysis of how simplifications affect variable count and solver time. It's especially useful if you're either considering building your own autoscaler or just need to justify trade-offs between cost and speed in your current production environment. Thank you for joining me on today's episode of Journal Club. Hope you enjoyed it. Malcolm Digg signing off. See you tomorrow.